Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, we're going to hop right into it. I'm going to share with you 9 different ideas for your Instagram Reels. But wait, before you scroll away, these ideas are specifically going to be ones that don't include any dancing, that don't include any trends, any lip syncing. So basically, the things that you're commonly seeing on Reels, the things that a lot of people detest because they feel like it's been overdone or it's just not them, it doesn't fit their brand or their personality. Maybe you're a little bit more creative and it just bugs you to do the same trends that everyone else is doing. Or maybe you're just someone who doesn't want to let their freak flag fly on social media. You don't want to dance. You don't want to do lip syncing. You don't want to do trends and popular music and sounds. You don't want to do sound bites. These 9 ideas are going to be for you. These are 9 different examples of reels, or you could kind of call them types of reels, that you could try to incorporate into your brand or business. These aren't necessarily recommendations of things that you have to do or even things that I think would be super beneficial for all businesses and brands and Instagram accounts, but these are 9 ideas. If you feel stuck, if you feel in a creative rut, if you feel bored with the reels that you are seeing or maybe even the reels that you are making on Instagram, these 9 ideas might be for you. And I'm going to throw in at least one account per idea so that you can look up what other people have done that are similar to what I'm recommending and get some ideas and some inspiration as well. So let's hop right into it. The first idea I have for you is overhead sketchbook style reels. Now, you don't need to be a professional artist. You don't even have to have amazing penmanship to do this. Take it from me. I don't have the best penmanship and I've done one of these reels myself. Basically, the reel is just a recording of yourself writing on a piece of paper or in a sketchbook or in a notebook. It is useful to have one of those overhead tripods or to finagle your tripod to kind of look over your shoulder or be looking straight down at the paper. That just gives it a nice kind of clean uniform look. But there's ways that you could, you know, duct tape your phone to a chair and put the chair on top of the table and, you know, make it work. The account example that I've seen do this a few times, and he does it really well, is the Stephen Meller. We've actually interviewed him here on Build Your Tribe before, and we will link up all of these Instagram profiles down in the show notes. But at the Stephen Meller, he has done a few of these sketchbook style overhead reels. He's actually been an inspiration for a few that I have done. And it's just a great way to illustrate a point or to share some education on a topic that needs the writing. You know, sometimes we need PowerPoint or we need visual aids to supplement or complement our spoken education, and doing an overhead sketchbook reel might be something useful for you to try out. The second idea I have for you is just direct-to-camera educational style reels. Straight up education value, just like you would on maybe a YouTube video. We're not going to get fancy. We're not going to add any transitions or loops. You can do that stuff if you want. We're not going to add any trending music or anything like that. I mean, you can, but this idea is literally just direct to camera educational style reels. One of my favorite accounts that's doing this is at Bonus Footage. He has a great Instagram account where he does very educational style reels. And he also has a podcast called Creators Are Brands, which I'd recommend checking out as well. But they're simple. They have nice production value. He films them in a YouTube style setup that looks a little bit more professional than, you know, just whipping out a camera somewhere. But it is very educational based. There's not a ton of entertainment. There's not a ton of, you know, trendy dancing or music or lip syncing. It's just purely education based, and he has success with them. The next is animation style reels. Now, maybe you're not an animator yourself, but maybe you could hire an animator. Maybe you're going to look on Fiverr or you're going to look on freelancer.com and find someone who can do animations for you. One guy that I know does his own animations is at coolman_coffeedan. Coolman Coffee Dan is a great example of someone who uses animations plus their own voiceovers to kind of do skits and provide funny, inspirational, educational content. So he's a great example, and he's got well over 2 million followers on Instagram, and he doesn't show his face on camera. He doesn't follow trends. He just does animations. My fourth idea of a different reel that you could try out is skit reels. I do this sometimes when you see me put on my blonde influencer wig and my flat-brimmed influencer hat. I like to kind of play characters in my reels. And sometimes throwing on a wig or putting on a specific uniform or costume can help. I think a great example of this, and you might follow her already, is at This Is Virginia Kerr, and Kerr is with two R's. She does great examples of these reels. She does a skit reel, repetitive one that comes up on her page called People Pleasers Express, because a big part of her ideal followers are people pleasers or recovering people pleasers like herself. So she talks to them. She has lots of reoccurring people in her reels, like cat lover Carol, who is like a stereotypical crazy cat lady who's trying to grow her business on Instagram. So check out at This Is Virginia Kerr for some hilarious and educational examples of what a well-done skit-based reel looks like. Idea number five for you is just direct-to-camera storytelling. So my mom, I'm sure you follow her, at Shalene Johnson, she's been doing a lot of these recently as she's been dealing with the plastic surgery lawsuit and case and all of that. You've been seeing a lot of storytelling-based reels. She's been using some images and some green screen filters to kind of put, you know, screenshots of texts and court documents behind her as she's doing storytelling. But a lot of her reels recently have been relying on storytelling to tell her story. Idea number six is just straight up videos of nature or the landscape or a lake or the ocean or sunset, just basically something that's kind of peaceful, but not too specific, just kind of a generic pretty image. Maybe you're going for a walk in a park and there's a beautiful tree kind of swaying in the wind. Maybe you are on vacation and you have some great videos of the sunset or something. Using those videos alone can be a great reel, but the specific idea I have for you here is using those videos and then placing your text on top of them. So again, whether that's your educational text, something inspirational, maybe you're just sharing a quote or something, we all know that reels are powerful right now. But rather than having to put your face in every single reel and do some sort of trendy lip sync, you can use an inspirational quote, have it type onto the screen on top of some beautiful sunset, and there is your reel. The example account that I have for this, who's been doing this recently, is my fiance, at Taylor Arco. She's been doing this with some of her reels. She does do some trendy ones too, but just taking a video of a lake or some serene landscape and layering in some inspirational or motivational text on top, that's a great way to use your reels without putting your face on the camera. Idea number seven for your trend-free reels is meme videos. Using meme content, those quick viral videos that everyone knows and everyone can quote and they're stuck in everyone's brains, using those viral memes to relate to your niche can be a powerful way to capitalize on the existing virality of that meme. People already know that meme and they recognize it, and now you're using it to relate to your niche. That can really drive a point home for people. It can get a lot of engagement, a lot of laughs. And someone who's been doing this really well is one of my favorite Instagram accounts, Madi Woodard. And again, we'll link that down in the show notes, but it's at MADIWOODARD. Madi Woodard, great Instagram account to follow in general, but I love the way he's been using memes for his reels. Idea number eight is time-lapse videos. Time-lapse videos are those videos that I think GoPro really brought to the mainstream and made popular, where basically you set up your camera, you set up your phone, and you put it in time-lapse mode, which all iPhones have now, and you just let it record for a few hours or at least, you know, 20, 30 minutes, and it speeds up that long video, that long length of time, into just a few seconds. So if you've ever seen those videos of the clouds moving super fast over a mountain, that's a time lapse. It's basically time is lapsing faster than it does in real life, than it does for us. The example account that I have for you to check out here is at Carrie McPherson. That's K-A-R-R-I-M-C-P-H-E-R-S-O-N. Carrie McPherson, she does time lapse videos for her art. So it's not just nature or what's going on, you know, in the sky and the clouds moving fast. She will set up the camera as she is doing her artwork, as she's painting or whatever it may be. And then at the end, rather than having to watch 3 hours of her painting, it sped up into a 6-second window. So it looks like she's painting really fast, and it satisfies our modern need for instant gratification and getting to watch a process that takes hours done in a really short period of time. And then idea number 9 that I have for you is similar to idea number 8. Number 8 was time-lapse videos. Number 9 is stop motion videos. So if you've ever seen one of those movies that they creep me out, it's those claymation movies where there's like a clay figurine and it moves, and then they take a picture and then they move it a little bit, and they take a picture and they move it a little bit, and they take a picture, and then when they put all the pictures together, it makes a video. You can usually tell because they're usually a little bit choppy. But if you've ever seen a claymation movie, those are most of the time stop motion. But there's ways that you can do stop motion without doing creepy claymation. There's lots of ways that you can use stop motion for any business or any brand. I've seen lots of really great examples of this for product-based businesses who are using reels. The example account that I have for you is at Larissa Needle. That's LarissaNiedle. Larissa Needle. And again, we'll link up all those in the show notes. But she's a great example of someone who uses stop motion, but not for claymation, not for animation. She uses it for products and for showing off different pieces and different things that they're selling, and basically for brands that don't want to put a face on their reels. So hopefully these 9 ideas can give you some inspiration for things that you could do with your reels moving into 2022. Again, reels are just short form videos. Sure, they have a stereotype of being trendy, dancey, entertainment based, and a lot of them are that. So I understand why that's, you know, what comes to mind when we think of reels. But at their simplest form, reels are just short form videos shared on Instagram. So what could you do in a short form video? Maybe dancing and lip syncing isn't for you, but time-lapse photography is. Maybe doing a trendy lip syncing reel isn't for you, but doing an overhead sketchbook educational reel is for you. Maybe you're just going to take a video of nature and add some text, your favorite quote over top of it that relates to your niche. There are ways that every single brand and every single business on Instagram can use reels. The train hasn't left the station yet. Hop on the reels train, on the wheels bandwagon, before it leaves the station, before this opportunity passes you by. There is a way for everyone to create reels, no matter what your creative style is, no matter what your personality type is. There is a way for you to create reels. So I hope this gave you some inspiration. I hope you subscribe to this podcast. I hope you follow some of the people who I recommended in today's podcast. And hey, screenshot this episode and send it to them so that they know that they were mentioned in this podcast as well. But thank you so much for listening. I super appreciate it. Now go out and create some reels. And as always, happy networking.
This edition of Build Your Tribe was brought to you by Insta Club Hub. What is it? It is a membership. That means you log in and all of your lessons are there, but everything pertains only to Instagram. Full disclosure, we don't teach business funnels. We don't teach sales conversions. We don't teach email marketing. That is Marketing Impact Academy. But if you're like, my social media is at the root cause of why my business isn't growing, and I know I need to master Instagram, well, you should check it out, because we are giving people amazing results, like insane results, because we really have a great time studying this stuff. So check it out. Go to instaclubhub.com right now, and we keep you up to date and current. You will grow your Instagram. I promise you that.
If you enjoyed this show, please don't forget to make sure you're subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. We'd love to know. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursday. For Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, be sure to follow and subscribe to Chalene's other podcast, The Chalene Show. It's about living your best life, improving all areas like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, ADHD, fitness, self-care, sleep, and so much more. Links to anything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.